winning, it's all that matters this time of the season. I mean, we weren't at our best, but we managed to pick up the 3 points and we move on to our next game.
You said you weren't at your best. You got the early goal. You indeed got the early goal, I'm sure, that the gaffer would have been hoping for. But things didn't seem to click into place after that. You didn't have it all your own way.
No, not at all. We didn't underestimate Charlton at all, and they showed great character. And they were some really talented players here, so we weren't surprised at all that they came out passing and played some good stuff.
The response, in particular after their equaliser, was immediate, really impressive. What does that say about the spirit in this team?
Yeah, a lot's been made of our spirit, and it's up there with the very best I've ever come across, I think. And that tight-knit sort of group feel that we've got is something that we're proud of, and we want to achieve great things together.
You'll have seen, I'm sure, that Middlesbrough drew today, Burnley winning again last night, which makes things incredibly tight at the top of the table. How aware were you today of what happened last night and indeed what was going on at Middlesbrough today?
Yeah, obviously was aware of last night, but if anything, it's just more motivation to get the 3 points and pile the pressure on them. Middlesbrough, I was actually aware that they were drawing when I came off because their game finished before us due to other circumstances, and I was running late, so I was aware of that one as well. But we've got to focus on ourselves. We can't do anything about the other teams until the final game of the season, but we've got to get into a strong position before then.
You, of course, came back into the side today, a fitness doubt beforehand, but played well, got the goal. You must be delighted.
Yeah, I'm pleased, but as I'm sure anyone will tell you, it's not about individuals at the minute. It's strictly about the team and the club as a whole, to be honest. I think the way the fans were behind us as well today speaks volumes, and I think we had quite a few watching back at the stadium as well. So it's going to be massive for the whole area if we can achieve what we feel we deserve.
You mentioned the fans watching back at the stadium. The fans here today, incredible, and we saw you celebrating with them at the end. How important to the team is that at this stage of the season?
Yeah, every 1% that we can get, we'll take. And our fans have been brilliant from the first minute in the first game to currently. So it wouldn't have been easy for them at the beginning of the season after what happened last year, but they stuck with us, and I think they've grown in confidence as well, as other players have.
Looking ahead now, you of course understandably had to come off midway through the second half. Raring to go for Derby.
Yeah, I didn't have to come off. I felt good, but the manager was obviously there to make his tactical decisions, and fortunately it paid off, so yeah, I'm good to go.
And the scenario remains the same: win your next two games and you're in the Premier League. You believe you can do this?
Strictly focused on Derby now, so onto the next one. Back at home, more of our fans behind us, and hopefully we can get the 3 points there.